Today I want to start discussing some of the halachot of Leil HaSeder. These halachot are some of my favourite topics. We could have very many shiurim on them, but we'll have to suffice with just a few on some of the key issues. And today I want to address the question of the Arba Kosot, and specifically how much wine we need for the mitzvah of Arba Kosot. And this question actually divides into two. Firstly, we need to ask how much wine do we need in the kos? And then secondly, we need to ask how much of the wine in the kos do we need to drink each time? So as far as the first question is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayin Bet Sif Tet says that it's no different to any other kos shel bracha, and that shiur hakos revi'it, the amount of wine that you need in the kos, is a revi'it. And there's a machloket in the poskim about the measure of a revi'it. According to Rav Chaim Nai, it's 86 mils. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 150 mils. It's quite popular nowadays for people to want to be machmir like the Chazon Ish, but it certainly seems to me that the smaller shiur is quite adequate halachically. Both Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they ruled that the Ikar halacha is in accordance with that opinion. Even though if somebody is machmir, then tavo alav bracha, it's meritorious. As far as the second question is concerned, there are two opinions cited in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is that of the Tosafot, that you need to drink kulo urubo, meaning that ideally you should drink a whole revi'it, and if you can't manage a whole revi'it, then you need to drink at least rov revi'it, at least most of a revi'it, which actually isn't all that much at all. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha, he makes the observation that one also needs to drink at least melor lugmav, meaning at least a cheekful of wine, as with any other kos shel bracha, such as kiddush or haftarah for Shabbat. So if a person has, say, very large cheeks, they can't make do with just drinking 44 mil, which is rov revi'it, and they will need to drink enough wine that they've had a cheekful, which, as we've said, is the minimum amount that one has to drink whenever there's a din of drinking a kos. But the Shulchan Aruch also brings the review of the Ramban, and writes that Yeshomrim, Shetzarklishtot Rov HaKos, Afilu Machazit Kama Reviyot. There are those who say that you actually have to drink the majority of the cup, even if it holds several Reviyots. That means that if you've got a very big Kos, it's not enough to drink just Rov Reviyot, or even a whole Reviyot, but you have to drink the majority of the Kos, however much it holds. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkatan Lamed Gimel, he says that really the din is like the first opinion, that it's enough to drink just a revi'it or even rov revi'it. But ideally, what one should do is have a kos that isn't so big and that holds just one revi'it or a little bit more. And that way, by drinking a whole revi'it, you'll have also drunk the rov kos or even the whole kos. And that way, you follow the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch also. And according to the Bach, ideally, not only should one follow the Ramban, one should also ideally drink the whole kos, not just rov kos. That's also how the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Kuf Yud Tet Se'if Bet, that ideally you should drink the whole kos of wine each time. Sefer Ashrei Ha'ish raises an important, interesting point from Rav Eliashiv. Is it better to have a Chazon Ish sized kos and to drink just rov kos, say 86 mils out of 150 following the Tosafot, or to have a Rav Chaim Nayesh sized kos and to drink the entire kos, 86 mils from 86 mils, following the Ramban? And he ruled that it's better to have the smaller kos and to drink all of it. The Shulchan Aruch also has the view of the Rama that tzarek lishtot ha-kos shelo behefsek gadol bein taim, that you need to drink the quantity of wine that you're having without a big break in the course of drinking it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Lamed Dalad says that chatchila you should try to drink it toch kedei shtiat revi'it, in the amount of time it would take to drink a revi'it, which I reckon is about 30 seconds, and that certainly one should make sure to drink it toch kedei achilat pras, which means in the amount of time it would take to eat a loaf of 3 or 4 eggs in size, that's 6 or 8 kazetim, which according to the Aruch HaShulchan elsewhere is 3 to 4 minutes. He also says that ideally one should drink the first rov revi'it, which as we said isn't really so much wine at all, just about a cheekful, in one go without any interruption whatsoever. Final point is, why is it that on Seder nights we're stricter with the quantity of wine that you need to drink for each kos? Why is it that usually Melor Lugmav is enough for Kiddush or Havdalah or Birkat HaMazon, But with Dalan Kosot, we need Rav Revi'it, or even Rav Kos. So some Achronim say that it's a function of Cheirut. The fact that we're celebrating freedom means that we can drink more wine than usual. And the Bach says that it's because on Seder night there's a din of Arba Kosot, meaning that we don't just have to drink wine, under which circumstance it would have been enough just to have Melul Lugmav, but we have to drink a Kos of wine, and Melul Lugmav alone is not a Kos. Ad Kan.